Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Yesterday, Minister Catherine Martin launched a report on child safety online. Some of its findings are extremely stark. 78% of our 9 to 17-year-olds own their own smartphone. Maybe we're not really surprised to hear that, although it would be interesting to see what element of that 78% were 9-year-olds. I suspect quite a large number. Close to 1 in 8 children have met up with people that they did not know in real life and had only encountered online. More than 90 of the 765 children interviewed, so that 90 represents 12%, stated that they'd gone on to meet in-person contacts that they first made online, but only a quarter of that number of parents said that their parents were aware of that meeting. The report is from the National Advisory Council for Online Safety. It also found that more than 25% of 9 to 10-year-olds use social media, Snapchat and TikTok, the platforms that are most widely used by that age group. But despite that, both of those platforms have a minimum age requirement of 13. So there's, you know, the first incidence that needs attention. The question of whether the child should have a smartphone or not is one, I suppose, for each individual parent. Very hard to resist that pester power when everybody else in the class has one. I've been that parent, and in some cases I've succeeded in the argument, and in some cases I have failed in it. But there are very, very real issues with children accessing content as well. Just in terms of that and what they're actually seeing, 1 in 5 children had said they'd seen inappropriate or disturbing videos or photos online. Children spending an average of 2.1 hours online on weekdays, 3.4 hours online per day during the week. 62% of children under the age of 17 are using social media here. And, you know, a huge number of them are saying that they're coming across disturbing content. So we want to know today, what is your way of coping with this? Catherine Martin has, there is a bill which is going to go through the Houses of the Oireachtas, which is going to sort of toughen up the regulations for those social media companies. The Online Safety and Media Regulation Bill. It does need to be passed through both the Dáil and also the Seanad. When it's signed into law, according to the minister, it'll signal that the era of self-regulation for these social media giants will be over. The minister says she aims to have the bill before the Oireachtas before Christmas. There's €5 million already been ring-fenced for this to hit the ground running on the recommendations made by an Oireachtas committee. And where it will kick in and where it will kick the responsibility back to some of these firms is they will be held accountable, and there will be sanctions of 20 million or 10% of their turnover, whichever happens to be the highest, which compels them to take action, whether that be to block offensive content, to block people who are engaging in cyberbullying and all of that kind of thing. So we want to know today how you are fixed in terms of what do we do to fill this breach? This could take years before any social media company actually is in a situation, although the bill may come into being and therefore legally they may have to or be responsible for toughening things up. Whether that'll actually happen and happen that fast, you know, is questionable. It's extremely questionable. So what are we doing, you and I as parents? What are we doing in the meantime? Because it's always kicked back to us. Look, they are our children. They are our responsibility. Nobody's denying that. But, you know, we have regulations around, for example, the sale of cigarettes and alcohol to protect our children. Why are we so backwards when it comes to online safety? What do you do to keep your children safe online? Do you talk to them? Are you constantly monitoring their activity? Are you looking at what they're doing? Do you have one of the software programs that I can actually see what they're doing? Do you insist they stay in the room with you? Do you do a combination of all of those? Or are you of the opinion every generation had its threats to encounter, and you can't be snooping on your kids, and you have to trust them, and you have to let them off a little bit, and, you know, be there for them if they need you, but that you can't be this overarching figure if the social media companies aren't going to be doing it? You know, you got to kind of leave them off. Oisín, you've got two children.
Hey, Tara, how are you?
I'm good. How do you deal with this? Because it's a very difficult one. There is a fine line between being that, you know, overarching parental figure who's bossing the children around and telling them what they can and can't do. And, you know, in many cases, a lot of what they're doing online is genuinely informative, entertaining, in some cases even educational and fun. It's their downtime.
Correct, yeah. Now, basically, what I did was I got kind of a heap load of my CAF software. So that's uploaded on the phones already.
What age are the kids, firstly, Oisín?
Oh, sorry, my son is 14 and my daughter's 12.
Okay, right. So bang, right smack bang in the middle, really. What age, firstly, did they get access to technology that had them online?
My son got his phone 2 years ago.
So he was 12.
He was 12, yeah. And then my daughter got her phone for her birthday last year.
So 11.
11, unfortunately. I wasn't too happy with it, but I was overruled, let's put it that way.
Look, no judgment from me, Oisín, because I wrestled with this one hugely with my own three children.
Yeah.
You know? And it's really hard because you don't want to be that bad guy who says no. You know, and they're also... It has to be said, there are advantages to children having access to technology too.
To be quite honest with you, when the lockdown was there, it came in very handy because they could do Microsoft Teams, they had access to Jigsaw, they had access to pretty much everything. And I've got my own computer, I've got a laptop, so we were well covered, if you know what I mean. So the only issue I do find is, you know, they can spend quite a lot of time on their own, on their phones. And they're not going out. My son goes out, he does soccer, he does karate. My daughter, she does karate. And, you know, she goes out with her mates. Mm. But the majority of time, quite honestly, the house is like a morgue. You know that kind of way?
I do, yes, I do.
You could come into the bedroom and go, right, lads, you okay? What are we doing for dinner? Tap, 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 tap. And they look at you.
Mm.
And you're sort of going, ugh. Right, okay.
Or you think you're having a conversation with another person and then you realise they haven't listened to a blind word you said.
Oh, no, Tara, seriously, did. Sometimes they look up and go, what? And you're sorry. Did you not hear a word I just said to you? No, I was talking to your mates here. Hang on a second, you know. I have sat down with them. I have talked to them. I said, look, if you see something inappropriate, you know, to be honest, in fairness to the two of them, you know, they're very savvy. They know kind of what they can look at, what they can't. Now, obviously, I'm not there all the time, so, you know. But there was one or two instances where my son came down and my daughter came down and said, Daddy, I'm after seeing this.
Okay.
And with my son, it was Pornhub.
Right.
Daytime show, sorry.
Look, here's the thing, Oisín. It's part of the reality, so we have to talk about it. There's no point in sanitising this.
Correct.
Because there could be other parents, and I have to be completely honest, I had a very similar situation with one of my own children. There are things that they might look at in YouTube, for example, or on other sites, and pop-up ads come up next door. The child isn't looking for it. The child has no understanding necessarily of what it is.
Correct.
There are pop-ups and curiously, they might hit on one and then suddenly, you know, it's kind of innocence over and you have to sit down and have hard conversations.
Unfortunately, I did that with my son because he did come down to me in fairness to him and he said, Daddy, there's people doing stuff on my phone here. And he was very, very embarrassed, but he was up front. And I said, right, I'll sort it out for you. Because I'm genuinely fairly, fairly tech savvy.
Yeah.
So I just got onto the link. He got onto with the link, and just basically tracked it back and blocked the whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not to say it's not going to happen again. He's at that age. He's going to be curious. I understand that.
Yeah.
But I have sat down with two children and said, you see something that upsets you, you see something you don't like, you see something that, you know, it's just, you don't understand, come and talk to me.
Mm.
Don't think that he's going to give out. Don't think that he's going to sort of, you know, have a fight or an argument with you.
Yeah.
Have a chat with me. Be honest about it.
And go back to the modem then that you said that you have and that you've, you know, you've got kind of other measures in place to maybe block access to that kind of... Do you look at what they're doing? Are you actually looking on a daily basis or a weekly basis? Are you checking in even every month to see what it is they are actually doing online?
Every now and again I do. I snoop, as every parent I think should. I do snoop, and I'll be honest with you, over the last couple of weeks, there's nothing really, it's more kind of chatting with our mates, online gaming, There's not really, from what I can see, there's not a lot really that they're you know, that they shouldn't be doing.
Okay, well...
So obviously, I don't tell them I'm stupid, but of course, I am.
look, it's probably the modern-day equivalent of, you know, finding the diary or something, you know?
Yeah, under
the pillow and, well, I won't, I have a quick look.
Exactly.
I suppose, in actual fact, it's more important to do so because of precisely what you've said about what your son found.
Yeah, no, in fairness, you know, it's again, you know, as you rightly said years ago, you know, your parents would be cleaning your room and they find a Playboy or something. Now, no offence to you, I don't mean that towards yourself, right?
But you know what I mean? None of my parents ever found Playboy, to be
right,
fair.
There you go. Right.
Maybe in my brother's bedroom.
Well,
I don't think in mine.
Yeah. Sorry, wrong analogy. I apologise. but no, in fairness, you know, look, I have to look, as far as I'm concerned, if something's going on, your child will change. You'll know it. If they're unhappy, or they're too quiet, or they're, you know, frustrated, or they're out of character.
Yeah, there can be a litany of reasons for that, though.
In fairness, you're right, yeah.
And aside from having the conversation, for example, when your son thankfully came to you and, you know, doing the little bit of snooping, do you have actually open conversations with them and say, look, these are some of the dangers that are present? These are some of the threats. You shouldn't meet people. People might try to talk to you. People might try to ask you personal questions. People might, that you maybe meet in a forum, will suddenly want to have a one-on-one conversation with you, and you just shouldn't do that. Are you good at having those bigger conversations, or do you deal with things if you spot them or if they come to you?
I actually had that conversation about a year and a half ago, because they were playing Roblox quite a lot. And
yes, I'm familiar with that one in my house.
Yeah, yeah. And
you're going to tell me Roblox has huge dangers that I wasn't familiar with.
Either did I, in fairness, now, I'll be honest with you. And I go one step further. I was playing it myself with the three kids. Two, with the two children. Mm. But I have, no, genuinely, I've sat down and I said, look, if this happens, come to me. I've been very honest with them. Now, not, you know, graphically honest, but I've been extremely honest. And... I, as far as I'm concerned, as a parent, I'm not going to, I'll tone it down, but I'm not going to hide the dangers.
Yeah, you can't exactly sugarcoat it, I suppose, because at the end of the day, you're doing yourself and them a disservice. Fionn, you have come across issues around gaming in particular as well, is that right?
Yeah, like I remember, like as you were saying there about the modern day version of looking through the diary, you know, but I remember being 14 and being sat down by my parents and my dad telling me the story, so I logged on. My son is in a group chat. He plays Fortnite.
Yeah, as many of our children would be.
So I was there one day, left his PlayStation on. He was going hurling. He was gone training. So I said I'd have a look. You know what I mean? I went into it, and the most disturbing, foul stuff I've ever came across in my life I've seen. Honestly, I've stuff that I've never even heard of.
And are you talking of a sexual nature?
Of a disturbing sexual nature, a thing I don't know if you've ever heard of, a terror called nugget porn.
Okay, I'm not familiar with it myself.
We're all 11, 12, and it's a form of amputee kind of fetish. It's very honestly disturbing stuff
And this is in a group chat,
of shared
children.
Now, I would think that they're sharing it more as in to joke about it than to be perverts, you know what I mean? As they are children, but it's deeply, deeply disturbing.
Absolutely. And to think that, you know, anyone's child has access to that without any sort of discussion or understanding of what it is or why it is or...
I didn't even think you knew what sex was
Yeah.
And then I see all this foul, and he's no angel. He was sharing his fair share of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and where he even found these, but he has a password on his phone. He won't tell me what it is,
And have you considered removing the phone from him?
I've considered removing the phone, but then it's just not worth the hassle. You know what I mean? But I suppose it is now, but they're exposed to so much graphic content, I was sitting down playing Grand Theft Auto with him one day, and you're driving around just slaughtering people and picking up prostitutes,
Well, I mean, and regularly we hear from school principals in particular that, you know, Grand Theft Auto has an 18s rating, and its content is extremely explicit for anyone who's not familiar with it. Extremely violent and extremely explicit.
I won't even leave them order chicken nuggets from McDonald's anymore. It's just deeply disturbing because every time he hears the word nugget, he laughs.
Right. Okay. Look, this is the thing, and I suppose we need to hear about these horrific experiences that people are actually having, the reality of it, because, you know, in reports we hear about such and such a percentage of our children are accessing disturbing material. We don't probably understand quite how disturbing that material is. And I think, you know, in terms of if the social media companies don't have to do anything about it right now, and there is a vacuum in the law around that right now, well, then obviously, as parents, we have to be doing it, but we're actually ill-informed about it. How do you cope with the issue of online safety for your child? Have you, like Fionn, come across, and Oisín, come across disturbing content on your children's devices? And how have you dealt with it? Are you one of the people who's just taken this strong-arm approach? You're just not having access to it. End of. Let us know. 087-188-0008 is the WhatsApp number to get in touch with the programme. Tara Duggan in for Niall again today. The show, of course, brought to you in association with Hyundai Dundrum, Dublin's newest Hyundai dealer. Visit hyundaidundrum.ie. Hybrid, electric, petrol or diesel. See them all at Hyundai Dundrum. A lot of messages coming in. And look, I don't like to do the blame game and the judgment call on parents, because we're in a vacuum too, you know, and we don't necessarily know what is and what isn't is the right or the best thing to do. You know, some people saying you just shouldn't give your child access to the device, that you should be monitoring and watching everything that they're doing, that they should certainly not be using them for hours and hours or on their own. Other people actually raising a very good point as well about children online when they should be asleep, and how it's really impacting on their performance in school and just their, you know, general emotional well-being, because they are not getting enough sleep because they might be going to bed and sneaking the phone. I know certainly in my house that, the phone is plugged in the hallway at night time. I tend to stick it back in because the alarm is on it, obviously, to get them up for school in the morning, and it's put back into the bedroom in the morning when I'm on my way out to work, so that they can get up. We will also be speaking to Dr. Coleman Nochter, a very eminent child psychotherapist, on the programme later in the week. We're going to be talking about another, you know, a couple of issues around child rearing and parenting. And I'll come and ask him, because I don't think you can play the blame game when we're in, as I said, a vacuum of information. What is best practice? What should we be doing? What shouldn't we be doing? When maybe what you might think is the inevitable, certainly in Oisín, Fionn, my own case, where the inevitable happens and something does creep through, how do you talk to them? What should you be saying? So we'll ask Coleman Nochter about that. Dave, what's your experience of online safety of children?
Myself and my partner would be fairly clued in, I suppose, because we're young enough ourselves, and I'm into gaming myself. So I already know the pitfalls of, say, like the likes of playing video games with strangers online. Not that, like, I'm worried that someone's going to get in contact with him and get him to meet them, but just the sheer vitriol and hate that you hear coming from, like, 12 and 13-year-olds. You know, like, I've heard stuff coming out of kids' mouths that if I ever heard it coming out of my young fellas, I'd burn his PlayStation in front of him just as a, you know, just as a warning not to do it again. But I think the big thing is, parents, we need to get more clued in about these kinds of things.
I agree with you. I absolutely, you know, agree with you, Dave, because I don't think any parent wants to be in a situation whereby, you know, they're neglectful, or they feel that they've been neglectful. But and I'm going to park a moment the assertion that you made by saying you're young enough yourself that I'm an old one there.
No, I'm not clued in.
I don't game. I don't know what the reality of this is.
No, sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
I know you didn't. I'm only slagging you. I know you didn't. But there's an element of truth to it, Dave. You know, there is.
It is, because, like, I would be into technology myself. But, like, I know a lot of people, I remember having a few pints there around Christmas Eve a couple of years ago, and telling somebody about, like, here, if you're buying games for your kid,
make sure and, you know, wipe your card off it. Like, don't leave it saved onto it.
Yeah.
And I actually had to tell about five or six different people this because they didn't realize that your card can be saved onto it and your kid could clear out your bank account. Do you know? And it's just, it's little things like that. Like, we did a, my uncle, he didn't have a phone at the time. We got him a phone this year. I wasn't really too happy about it. I'm kind of like, I don't really care what your friends are doing. You're not doing X, Y, and Z. But we got him one because he was going through some stuff at the time. We thought, might cheer him up and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But we did do a, his school did do a, just a kind of information even one time about, you know, the dangers of the internet. And this was when TikTok had been known as Musical.ly at the time. Like,
that's
the app that kind of came before it. And I walked in thinking kind of, oh, well, sure, I know all about this, all this kind of stuff. We walked out and I said, if he'd actually had a phone at the time, it would have been gone.
Yeah.
You know, so it goes to show, even though, like, we might be clued in ourselves, there's still a hell of a lot. And, like, this technology is progressing at a rate that we as a society as a whole find it hard to keep up with, you know? Like, I am very vigilant. Like, the phone doesn't go into the room at nighttime. It was actually a suggestion Niall made, was he has to give it to me at nighttime. You know, so you're saying, like, I'm giving you this responsibility. Please don't let me down.
Yeah.
I check his phone at random times. He doesn't have any social media on it. I'll be honest with you.
More than the one conversation. And again, you know, I have three kids who've gone through primary school and are in secondary school now. You know, I've been to those information evenings for both parents and children about, you know, the benefits and the dangers to online activity. But, like, at the end of the day, you know, it's like you can see guest lecture once and it just goes over your head. And when you're sucked into whatever it is you're engaged with, that goes out the window.
But to be fair, it's like parenting in general. What works for one parent might not necessarily work for a different parent. You kind of need to find a happy medium that works for you. And what the rules you set in place might not work for somebody else. Like, I know I said last while, my uncle, there was a bit too much screen time. So I said, right, just no games, no screens, no nothing during the week. And he ended up, like, picking up the ukulele. So I think instead of, like, I know some people will be like, right, you're not doing X, Y, and Z. You know, you're not doing these things anymore. And the kids are like, well, what do I do? And you have nothing there for them. Mm. You know, like, I find a lot of people, and this isn't even just children. This is people in general. It's almost like we're using technology to kind of anesthetize ourselves from all the bad that's going on in the world. And we fail to kind of engage with each other on, like, kind of like an interpersonal level. You know what I mean? Like,
I worry when I hear Mark Zuckerberg talk about his metaverse, you know, and how, virtual reality is the next thing knocking on our door. Will people even have real friends anymore? Because they could technically have them sitting next to them on the sofa in their metaverse or their VR world.
Yeah, and, like, I'll be honest with you, I love VR myself, but I'm also a little scared of when this technology becomes so immersive, look what Facebook has done to society as it is. I mean, it's literally been blamed for ethnic cleansing and, you know, it's part in genocides. So, you know, like, Mark Zuckerberg should not be allowed near this kind of stuff.
Well,
you know,
I mean, at the end of the day as well, it's personal participation on these platforms too. You know, at the end of the day, they're platforms. It's what people are putting up on them that is objectionable and potentially harmful. What Catherine Martin's trying to do with this bill, I suppose, is push back more of that responsibility onto the platforms, less so onto the parents. But it is quite alarming, really, when you think about it, that we really just don't have the facts. I've heard that analogy. It's giving your kid a phone is like giving a kid crack cocaine. I don't necessarily agree with it. There's a lot of right, there's a lot of good there as well, but a lot of very damaging content too. And I suppose it's down to us, as always, to ensure that our children are well versed in what is there and what is potentially harmful for them. As I said, we'll be talking to Colman Nochter hopefully tomorrow, I think, or certainly later in the week. He's coming on to talk about all things parenting, and it's something that we will certainly ask him about.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.